Good afternoon and welcome now to the Midday Interview. I'm Jamila Erickson. We're going to be hearing today about the Cape Fear Chorale. I have two members from the chorale here. And while we're talking about it today, we've missed a chance to speak about their most recent concert, but it is not too late to become involved with the chorale because Jerry Cribbs, the director, is auditioning people for the next go-round. So today I have as my guests Michelle Ginocchio and Curtis Campbell, both members of the group. First of all, welcome and thanks to you both for coming.
Thank you, Jamila.
Thank you very much.
Now, Michelle, you are an architect, but you are also a singer, apparently. Well, I'm finding that out right now. And Curtis, you're a retired Methodist minister, yes?
Yes.
So music has already played a big part in your life,
always.
I'm sure. Yeah. Both of you, just back and forth, tell us what the Cape Fear Chorale is and what it does.
Well, the Cape Fear Chorale is a professional-level choir that we're dedicated to putting on a program a semester, about an hour long, recordable, that is challenging for the musicians and entertaining for the listeners.
Mm-hmm. I understand the concerts are free.
Yes, we are still devoted to free concerts.
It's amazing. It's like Shakespeare on the Green, still doing Shakespeare for free. But, of course, it costs money for you guys to, what, you have to buy your own music? And
yes, we pay for our own music. We do receive a free will offering at the concerts, but pretty much that's it.
And mm-hmm. since we've become a 501c3.
You got it.
We've also gotten some grant money, and that helps us to set up orchestras. And in the future, we're actually talking about hosting events where we might have a guest conductor and a program that might involve local school students.
Uh-huh. Now, the Cape Fear Chorale, has it been singing a cappella, or have you had an orchestra with you? How's that been working so far?
Well, for the last several semesters, we've had orchestras with us, but we've done a cappella works, and our accompanist, Judy Siebold, he can't really talk about the chorale without talking about Judy, mm-hmm. because she's there every week, too.
Wow. Yes. And, of course, Jerry Cribbs is the director.
Yeah, Jerry is one of the finest directors anywhere. I've sung under many, many conductors and love Jerry to death, and he really is a wonderful technician. Very particular about the way he directs, and he gets a lot out of the group.
If you have challenging music, you need a really good director.
Yes.
He's a very talented trainer. He can get as much out of the group that the group is able to give.
Michelle, you spoke about the concert schedule in terms of semesters. So is it tied to any school system at all?
No, it's not. I wonder if it's just that Jerry was in the school system for so long. He was mm-hmm. a longtime part of the New Hanover County school system, directing and then working in supervisory roles.
So you do have two concerts a year then, one in the fall and one in the spring?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, our next concert is in April, April 22nd. But we have to think ahead now because the auditions are now.
Now, Michelle, you were with the group even before Jerry Cribbs came on. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
I joined in 2001.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But you said you got grandfathered in at that point. They weren't having official auditions?
When did they start auditions? It's only been the last 4 or 5 years, I think, that they've been auditioning to try to maintain a blend and balance.
But Jerry already was familiar with your voice.
I've often said that I continue to sing in the group because Jerry hasn't asked me to leave
yet. And now, Curtis Campbell, you did audition to come into the group. What was that like?
Oh, it was
terrifying, right?
Not bad at all. I've had to sort of re-audition because I moved away for 3 years, moved to the Outer Banks. But before that, I did a very brief audition, a private audition. It's very simple. He just wants to hear your voice and the range and the level of your expertise at the music. But it's not a very intimidating process at all.
Mm-hmm.
And but the music is challenging and it demands a certain level of musicianship. And so we would encourage anyone that wants to audition. Certainly, we've got, I think the auditions close in a week on December the 20th.
let me tell you how to get involved if you want to. You can call Jerry Cribbs, who's the director of the Cape Fear Chorale. I'll give this phone number again at the end of the interview, but if you have a pencil handy, it's 233-2423. So 233-2423. You can also get more information about the Cape Fear Chorale by going to their website. It's simply capefearchorale.org. Now let's talk a little bit about both of you. You've been with the chorale for quite some time. What is it that keeps you coming back? Because you rehearse pretty frequently and pretty intensely, right?
Well, it's 14 weeks of weekly rehearsals, plus there will be 3 Saturday rehearsals that you'll be required to attend. And of course, then the performance. You need to work at home. You just can't keep up with the level of musicianship if you don't go over your music at home. Now, I do find that you don't necessarily have to have a piano to do that. That about halfway through the semester, I can put the music together well enough in my head that while I'm doing laundry at the laundromat, I find is a wonderful time to go over music, to familiarize myself with the words, and mark out any particular passages that I'm still a little confused about.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, because I only barely read music, and something like this is not something I could do. You know, I can skate by when I'm doing a musical theater, because I have the music director play it out for me, and I record it, and I go home and I learn it by ear. But it sounds like what you're doing, it does require, as you said, Curtis, and you, Michelle, also a certain degree of musicianship, which is great, because then you get a beautiful result.
Yes, and the rehearsals, the weekly rehearsals, are 2 hours long on Monday evenings, 7:15 to 9:15, and you get a lot done in those 2 hours.
I bet you do. Where do you rehearse?
We rehearse at Grace United Methodist Church.
Okay,
downtown.
And do you perform there also?
Yes.
Usually.
Yeah, usually.
Usually.
Sometimes some other venues.
It depends on what scheduling constraints there are with the sanctuary.
All right. Now, I've got a sense of how much work it takes to be a member of the chorale and the commitment that's required. If you can talk a little bit about the commitment you need to make if you're going to audition, what would be in store for you in terms of time that you put in?
Well, besides the weekly rehearsals, the 2 hours, you really do need to spend, if not every night, at least a couple of nights a week going over what Jerry gives us homework assignments, so it's like it's even easier because you know what you're going to be working on next week, and so you can just sort of go about doing that.
That's great.
He sends you emails. You will never be so prepared for anything as you will be for that concert. It is a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's great.
And it really permits you to be really free and in the moment when you're performing. It's nothing like singing with 50 of your closest friends.
Oh, wow. Curtis, talk a little bit about what it means to you to sing with the Cape Fear Chorale. Why do you keep coming back, and what is it that's enjoyable for you?
It means quite a bit to me personally. When I joined the group, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was 8 or 9 years ago, let's say, I had just turned 50, and, you know, things start falling apart slowly at that age, and your voice is one of those things that has to be maintained. Exercise your vocal cords and the muscles that you use to sing. And I had been singing, but not seriously singing good, solid music as much, and was noticing a downturn in that. And joining the chorale really forced me to get back in shape. And because of that, I feel like now at age 59, I'm as good as I've ever been. And that just means the world to me. I've been able to do a lot of things because of that. That was the inspiration. The chorale was the inspiration to get me back in shape. And so I'll never forget what that has meant to me.
That's really true. I believe you run, do you not?
Yes.
And I swim, and a lot of my swimming, I find that so helpful vocally. For me, too, it's been a very stressful several years, And I find that there's no way for me to lay down my troubles better than going to rehearsal on Monday night, because you can't think of another thing but what you're doing. It really does take your brain away from whatever other things are going on. It's peaceful.
You're a very good mental health plan.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh. It sounds like a wonderful group to be a part of, the Cape Fear Chorale, like you said, singing with 50 of your best friends. If what you have heard today is interesting to you and you think you would like to sing with the Cape Fear Chorale, you can call Jerry Cribbs, who is the director. He'll set up an audition time with you. And his phone number again is 233-2423. And if you just want to know more about Cape Fear Chorale, they have a great website, capefearchorale.org, and you can see pictures of the group performing and having a wonderful time together. And I'll give you one more time Jerry's phone number. This is Jerry Cribbs, 233-2423. My guests today, Michelle Ginocchio and Curtis Campbell, thank you so much for coming in and sharing about this great group today.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure.